Welcome to the MSP Law Podcast, where we share legal tips and strategies that help managed service providers and technology firms build a better defense. I'm your host, Tom Favinsky.
I recently sat on a panel for mergers and acquisitions with several owners who exited their MSP, and I was asked a question about what are the gotchas that people should be looking out for when they're approaching the exit in their business. I think key employee retention is a big gotcha for sellers. There are certain employees in your organization that are so important that they are worthy of rewarding them with some sort of synthetic equity, if not real equity. I'm a big proponent of synthetic equity. And to have it so that the payout for that synthetic equity is over a number of years, like 2 to 3 years, that gives the buyer the knowledge that these key employees are going to stay, because we say that these payments are going to be contingent upon the employee staying after the triggering event of sale. So that's a big piece for the value of the business, especially if you're selling the MSP as a platform and not a bolt-on. A platform is where an investor comes in and they're looking at your systems and they want to build and expand based upon the systems and the foundation that you've created. This is normally true if your revenue is around the $4 million, $5 million range. That's a platform that can be built upon. One of the other issues that become important in a sale transaction are add backs. So consider segregating add backs through a separate entity, or maybe disregarding them for the couple of years prior to your sale. Become familiar with the types of exits that are out there. There are a huge number of alternatives. It's not just an asset purchase sale or a stock sale. I personally like the synthetic equity transaction, where the synthetic equity becomes the vehicle for the down payment by management to acquire the company in the future. That gives the synthetic player income at a time when they need it, savings. They're going to get taxed at that time, but they're also acquiring all these assets, equipment, that they can use Section 179 to offset the income tax obligation. Meanwhile, the seller is getting a big fat deduction for compensation by funding these triggers in the year in which they need the deduction the most, the year where they have the most income. There are other gotcha type of situations which devalue your business. Documenting systems, for instance, in a platform acquisition, deciding whether or not you're going to operate in a centralized or decentralized fashion. Appropriate capitalization for a seller, that generates basis for a seller. Make sure that the capitalization is there. Looking at earnouts in a different way, where there's a bigger stress on earnouts now than before, even more so than before, with the COVID crisis and the tiny little recession we just came out of. In an earnout setting, know that there's an opportunity where you're going to be the only employee left, and there's very efficient ways for you to handle spreading that income out over the course of your remaining life.
Well, that's it for this episode. This is Tom Favinsky. I'm an attorney with Virtus Law. My team is called the MSP Law Team. We serve MSPs, and we'd like to chat with you. Feel free to reach out to us by email. My contact information is Tom, T-O-M, at Virtus Law, V like Victor, I-R-T like Tom, U-S like United States, L-A-W.com.